We're talking about the fact that Corleone's con is over. I wouldn't say it's over, but Corleone's con took a beating. My headline says Live Earth Dead Gore Bombs. And it says Live Earth has been branded a foul-mouthed flop. That's what the Brits are saying. Of course, you wouldn't expect that here in America, where the politicians are convinced that Al Gore is correct. Houston, Texas. Arnold, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I just had a comment. I wanted to say that I thought Al Gore sounded pretty sincere on the Live Earth concert this Saturday.
Sir, you say Al Gore was pretty sincere. I'm sure he is. He's as sincere as you can get. But the chasm between sincerity and knowledge is immense.
That's true. I know.
I mean, there are many people who are sincere and don't know what the heck they're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, he seemed pretty passionate, though.
I'm sure he's also passionate. There are many passionate individuals in history. Mussolini was passionate about bringing back fascism to Italy. He was very passionate in his speeches. Of all of the dictators in the past, you know, the one Al Gore strikes me as closest is Mussolini, sort of a non-racist, benign demagogue using global warming in an attempt to take over the world's economy and put it in his own hands and the hands of his cronies. Do you have any idea what these people are proposing, Arnold, based upon a premise that hasn't been proven?